everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Home and Away, Part 2. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this episode, and we are going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Home and Away Part 2 was the 28th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on October 18th, 2007. Written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Jonathan Braw. Or Bruff. I am not sure how accurate that date is, actually, now that I think about it. That's 10 days after the last episode aired. So either it got delayed for something, or it's possible that it actually aired around the 15th, because that would fit better. But I don't know. For now, let's just enjoy the show. Last time on Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. The Octavian Chalice. It's a legendary receptacle that can synthesize the energy of three other ancient relics. You know, the Fearcast destroyed the most important person in the world to me. And we have to find those relics before anyone else is lost. Tyzon. Tyzon, wake up. Where am I? On Mercuria, where else? Now we have all the relics. Rise, mighty Angrios! The battlefleet's trapped!
Do you finally believe that everything I told you is true?
Of course. I now know that I never really was a Power Ranger.
See, my thing is that I think if it was real and someone wasn't trying to mess with him, they would have said that he's outside of a cave of some name or something, not on the planet. That's like telling someone, hey, you know what? You're on Earth.
And where's Tyzon? His locator signal disappeared.
The others are out searching for him as we speak.
Just know he wouldn't have missed that last battle unless he were in some kind of real danger.
Tyzon, is there something wrong?
No. It's just that.
Are you still having those memories of being on Earth?
Yeah. I know it sounds ridiculous, but they seem so real. It's hard to believe the whole thing was in my head.
Well, you've been through a traumatic experience. Give yourself time. All of those silly thoughts will just fade away. And the sooner you put all that in the past, the sooner we can go on with our plans for the future. Just because you got a little bump on your head doesn't mean you can get out of our engagement.
Hey, don't worry. Nothing could ever change my mind about wanting to spend the rest of my life with you.
Dude, they're engaged?
Destroy it all, Angrios!
Now what do we do? The Zords are still down.
Not all of them. I can take the Flashpoint. Tyzon wouldn't mind if I borrowed his Megazord.
Mac, no. You don't have the proper training to pilot the Flashpoint.
I don't need training, remember? I just need programming. I don't think it's a good idea.
On one hand, he's got a good point. On the other hand, Tyzon didn't have any proper training. They just gave him the Zords and he used them. Also, he referred to him as Mr. Hartford. That is, dude. All right, that was pretty good.
Now I'm getting mad.
Bella, you know that I want to get married. It's what we've always dreamed of. If I could just go back to Earth and check on...
Go back to Earth? Tizon, do we really need to go over this again?
Right. No, I meant... If I could go to Earth, make sure everything's okay, then I could know for certain that this whole Power Rangers thing is all on my mind. I'll never mention it again.
I just got you back in my life, and now you want to leave?
Back in your life?
Of course I do.
He was only out for, what, 3 days, according to you?
I'll never leave you again.
Called it.
Critical overload.
He's pushing it too much. Mac, get out of there!
Did you hear me? I said stop. Your power's maxing out.
What is he doing?
Mac, you gotta bail out now.
Don't do this.
What is he doing? Is he gonna self-destruct it? You could try combining your power and, like, helping the Rangers.
But I think I hate them more than the Power Rangers.
What's he doing?
It's now or never. Time to go all the way. Let's do this.
That fool. It's too much power.
None of us will survive.
I think that's the plan. Hey, did you see how the warning thing was blurred? You think it's written in Spanish, yeah. Japanese, so they blurred it? Oh, look, the other Zords are fixed! Yeah, what are they up to now? Yeah, just stand there, Mac. That's a good idea, too. How exactly did all those little rockets do damage when two Megazords couldn't stop it?
What would I do without you?
For your sake, sir. I hope you never have to find out.
Now, in some stories, that would be foreshadowing to, like, something bad happening to Spencer. I don't think we're going to have to deal with that in Power Rangers, but there is a possibility.
It's the only job I've ever wanted. You know that better than anyone, and besides, that's how we met.
Yeah, and helping others is fine. I just thought maybe you'd moved on from that.
Have you?
No, it's just that there are so many other things that we could be doing. Things that are more...
She just messed up.
That doesn't sound like you, Bella. What's that?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
Are you kidding me? They just now are starting the... Oh, because it went multidimensional, didn't it?
It's my morpher.
Hey, look, he was a Power Ranger the whole time!
No, you can't. That means it all really happened. I was a Power Ranger. That means my friends are in danger.
No, you got it all wrong. It's you who's really in danger.
Wait a minute, she turned to dust like two episodes ago. How is that possible?
Don't be so shocked. You can't get rid of a fear cat that easily.
What have you done with Bella?
I replicated her. After the cave-in, I thought her image might come in handy.
You've replicated her. That means she's still alive. Now tell me where she is.
Don't fret. She's in good hands. I kept you busy while the others destroyed your friend.
Sweet, she's still alive. Here's a question. Why do we have one person controlling one Megazord, another person controlling another Megazord, and then three people in the final one? Would it be better to do like a 1-2-2 type situation or something? I just realized the always optimistic, I guess he's not that optimistic, but the always jovial Dax is the one going, how do we win? Oh, here we are.
We never left Earth at all.
Look at that. Now they're both unarmed. Nice. He's wearing a helmet. What does that do to him? You're not going to hurt his eyes with sand when he's wearing a helmet. They're kind of in the business of finding stuff anyway, right? Is he just letting us know that, or trying to make himself feel better, maybe? Ooh, I just noticed the smoke from those missiles was, like, very bad CG. Like a gel. Wait.
Oh, good heavens. How much more excitement am I expected to take?
Roughly 9 minutes. So, how did he get the Zords there without those two knowing? Is this supposed to do something important? Oh, did they somehow combine their powers though, or is this just swiping the sword? Agrios is gone. How can it be? Rangers have won this round, but we still have the. That thing had the power to destroy planets, right? Not a problem. Like, they haven't already had this fight before and lost, right? Although, I like the music. It's you and me, Mercurian. You got it. Is this like one of the few times that they've actually ganged up on someone? Who was he trying to shoot? Well, they both suck. How did they miss that close? They must be stormtroopers. Oh, I think he got him. Oh! He broke the whatchacallit thing. The little device doodad. Wow. He just said fur. Do you think, oh, why? You think he actually was, it was an accent thing, or he said fur because, you know, cats have fur? Bye-bye, Fear Cats. They had their greatest victory and their final defeat all in one story.
Did I miss out on something that was funny?
Hysterical. The Fear Cats are no more. The Power Rangers obliterated.
That is funny. Wait a second. I thought we hated the Power Rangers.
The competition is dropping off, brother.
Speaking of hate,
with the Fear Cats gone, I can get the jewels.
Your delusions amuse me, brother. But since I'm in a good mood, I'll give you an offer once and once only. Join my army. Work for me. It's your only hope of being on the winning side. I'll never win.
Four? That's not nice. He's your brother.
You'll be the one begging for mercy.
Well, have it your way, brother. I'll remember your decision.
With the Fear Cats gone, we only have Moltar and Flurious to contend with.
And the Power Rangers. I'm tired of these failures. It's time to make our final move.
Oh, that means they're going to get destroyed next.
Good work, Rangers. The Fear Cats.
He just said work.
Well, how does it feel, Ty? Your mission to defeat the Fear
Cats. Accent slip.
That part may be over, but Bella is alive. She's still out there somewhere. Once our mission is over, I'm going to find her. Meanwhile, we have another cool relic to decipher. Their cat said it had more than one use. Wonder what that means.
It means more research.
It means it has multiple uses.
Mac, can I talk to you for a minute?
That's all you've wanted to do. Just say good job and let him go.
I understand why you're still angry with me. I'm not angry. Anger is an emotion, which is something that androids don't have. So, if you don't like the way I've been acting, then perhaps you should upgrade to a newer model.
Oh! Dang! Wow! That was... I mean, I can understand he's still frustrated, upset and stuff, but also he is programmed, so there is more to him than they're letting on, you know? It's weird. He's far surpassing the programming, but no one's pointing this out. Weird. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. And you know which episode that is? That's right. It's way back when. It's our clip show, which means we are that much closer to the finale. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Get mad!